Bank of Cardiff, this is Lina. How can I help you?
Hi, I received a notice in the mail, and I wanted to see what your requirements were for applying for a working capital loan.
I see. Okay, what is your 6-digit reservation code on the letter you received, please?
It's 2311-1701-0063-0267.
Okay, just one moment, please. KPB Enterprises, that's your business?
Correct.
Okay, and are you the owner of the business?
I am, yes.
And what is your name, please?
It's Kimberly Brown.
Okay, and when did you become the owner? What year?
I bought the business September 1st of 2015.
Mm-hmm. In September, okay. And what is your business doing? What's the line of business?
I'm an automated day spa. We offer tanning and spa services.
Oh, tanning. So, And what is your gross annual sales? You don't know the gross annual probably, but at least per month, what is your gross approximately maybe?
Well, I'm in the slow season. This is a slow, the summer months are the slow season, but for June and or May and June, it was hold on a second, about 35,000 in sales for or deposits.
May. May and June.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. And what do you need funds for right now?
For working capital.
You mean like for your expenses?
Well, yeah, I mean, for expenses too. I renovated, and so I still need to add one more piece of equipment, and I have payroll, I have expenses, and we have a little more renovation to do. Like I need to get some repairs done on some of my tanning beds. So just
okay. And what piece of equipment do you need? Another tanning bed or what?
Well, we're an automated day spa, so all of my equipment is they're all machines. So we have a spray tan machine. We're getting a red light bed. We're getting well, I might be getting a massage chair. I just don't know if I can afford all that stuff. But
I see. The reason I'm asking. Yeah, and what else do you need? What else do you need?
A lobby. A chair. I had a sofa and chair, and I got the sofa. I still need the chair. So lobby furniture.
Okay.
And
the thing is that we do the equipment financing, and it's cheaper than working capital, and more money you can get in equipment financing than in working capital, and you can get both from us. You can get money for equipment and for working capital. And do you have any loans on your business right now?
I have a small loan, but I already have an equipment loan because I'm leasing them actually. They're not loans. They're leased. The tanning beds are leased.
But it's a lease when you own it at the end of the lease, right?
Right.
And how is your personal credit look?
Well, my credit score, because I've had, I had to take out loans to finance the business. I had almost an 800 credit score when I first started doing the financing a year ago. The last I checked, it was down to like 610. But yeah, it used to be easily like.
I see. 80. So we can we can try to get you approved for equipment financing and for working capital. And how much would you need in working capital if we will finance equipment separately?
Well, I mean, a cushion honestly would be like 50 grand, but I think that's being a little too optimistic with my credit score.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, if I asked for 50, would you just tell me what I could qualify for? Like, I probably wouldn't qualify for more than 30, 35.
How much do you need in equipment?
Well, the red light bed, if I can get one for like 16 or, I don't know, those easily, they probably run about 20.
Uh-huh. But so minimum you need 20 in equipment.
The maximum?
And the maximum, if you will buy everything what you would wish for, that would be how much?
Probably like 40.
40, okay.
Oh, you mean if I would buy one new?
No. You named several pieces, something you needed. So I'm just saying if you buy everything.
Yep.
Okay, I would say that.
Go ahead.
Uh-huh. I would say that in working capital, about 35 is more, 35 to 40 probably. I haven't seen your documents yet, but and in equipment, 40,000 is probably okay. We can try, even though I can see that you have you have a loan for equipment with Pony Leasing, and they're usually not giving very good terms. I'm not sure, probably our terms you will find better.
What's the interest rate on yours?
See, we have all different interest rates for different businesses depending on what you're buying, what the financial situation in your business. It's a lot of things which are taken into consideration. Starts about 5%.
About how much percent?
5.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's on business, not on you, so it's not affecting your personal credit score, which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And I can send you the email with the list of documents we would need from you for both loans.
Okay.
What is your email address?
It's you can send it to my personal email. It's Brown Kimberly.
Brown
Brown. Kimberly at Comcast.net.
Kimberly at Comcast?
Yeah, Kimberly, K-I-M-B-E-R-L-Y. Mm-hmm. So it's Brown Kimberly at Comcast.net.
Brown Kimberly at Comcast.net. And what would be the best number to reach you, maybe your cell phone?
Okay, it's area code 612-220-227.
Mm-hmm. Hello?
Did you get that?
Yes, 612-220.
2557.
2557. Okay, great. So my name is Lena. I will send you this email. So for equipment loan, all I will need from you is 3 months, which is April, May, June, first pages of your bank statements, application, which I will send you, one-page application, and whatever you have about the equipment you need. It could be description, it could be advertising, it could be invoice, quote, whatever. We just need to know what you want to buy, okay? And we will pay to the vendor, wherever you want to buy it from. We will pay to them. You will have monthly payments.
Okay. So you pay it directly to the vendor? Okay.
Yes, yes.
So,
for equipment, yes.
Okay.
I'm sorry, is it a problem?
Nope, I'm writing all this down.
Doesn't matter. It could be even another business if you want to buy the used bed or something, so that's fine too. Whoever you want to buy it from, we will pay to them.
Oh, okay. Okay, good.
And then you have
description.
Yeah, I will send you the email with it. You don't need to write down what you need for this.
Oh, okay.
And for working capital, it will be 6 full bank statements, 4 credit card processor statements. I assume you accept credit cards, right?
Wait,
1 year tax. I'm sorry?
1 year tax return.
Tax return, but I don't know if you have it already for 2015. You probably don't.
I don't. Well,
okay.
No, I mean, I got my taxes for 2015, not for 2016. I mean, if...
No,
yeah.
15. Yeah, but in 15, I will need only
whatever
is
I just took over the business in September of 2015.
I understand,
so.
But the taxes will need just for heading, just to see when your corporation started and all this information.
Oh.
So I
okay.
only need, if it says corporation, I need this form 1120. And the K-1, if you got the K-1, just to show that you are the only owner, that you are 100%
okay.
owner.
Okay.
Okay?
Only owner, 100%. And then you said, I'm sorry, you need it 6.
I will. Everything else will be in my email. It's 6 bank statements, another application. So you will have 2 applications, one for working capital, one for equipment. And it will take about 48 hours to approve equipment. Right after approval of equipment, we will approve working capital because equipment is more difficult to get approval for, and I don't want to show that you're shopping for working capital until we approve the equipment. Okay?
So I can't just apply for working capital. I have to apply for equipment too, or
No. You can do one or the other or both. But if you want to do both, we will approve you for equipment, and then in 48 hours we'll approve you for working capital. First for equipment.
Okay.
If you want to do both, if you want to do only working capital, you can do only working capital. If you want to do only equipment, you can do only equipment. It's up to you. It's just if you want to both, then the equipment, I would suggest, would be better. Get approval first.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only like 48 hours difference.
Mm-hmm. Hmm.
Any concerns?
Well, I have to shop around for the red light bit, because I would actually be looking for a used one.
Yeah, but
okay,
Kimberly, the thing with equipment is you put what you want to be approved for, like you think it's about 20,000, put 20,000 for this bed. You have at least 2 weeks after approval to go get your bed,
mm-hmm.
find it and everything. You're approved
mm-hmm.
for funds, then you go shop if you didn't find it yet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But you know that funds are ready to be transferred any time,
mm-hmm.
whenever you will find your bed. You just
mm-hmm.
say, okay, that's approximately. And usually, let's say if you're saying 20,000, we're approved for 20,000, but we have another 10% for taxes or for delivery, for installation. Delivery and installation, we finance too, if you need it.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Everything.
Okay.
Taxes, delivery, installation, everything.
Mm-hmm. Gosh, I wish you guys have better terms than Pawnee. I wish you could pay off Pawnee.
We cannot pay off Pawnee. We only pay for equipment which is not more than 30 days in your possession.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But whatever you want to buy now.
What would a monthly payment repayment be on your loan?
That's, you know, again, let's get approval. I don't know yet. It all depends on the qualifications of your business. When you'll send the documents, I will get approval. I will tell you exactly the terms, everything, and you can get your equipment.
Okay. If I don't use all of what I'm approved for,
no problem.
I mean,
No problem.
Okay.
Mhm.
So I would only get financed on the what I use.
Absolutely. Yeah. You will pay only for what you use. Yeah.
How much? You wouldn't be able to tell me how much working capital I could get approved for until I would guess
usually it's about 10% of your gross annual sales, and it's based on the most recent six bank statements, on the deposits on your most recent six bank statements. And if you're saying that your July is pretty slow, let's do it fast before you need to show your July.
Yeah.
It's always better to get
loan when you have good months behind you and you can show good bank statements.
Now, I actually have two business accounts. So would I show the bank statements deposits for both of those? Because that would actually show more deposits.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
More you show, better.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I have a Capital One business account, and I also have a Bank of America business account.
Yeah, why do you keep two? That's just more convenient.
Well, one is actually I use for payroll.
Oh, I
see. Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, we would need to show that one too.
Out of there, but
yeah, because you probably have the transfers between accounts, and the credit department will want to see the transfer where and from where it transfers.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. All righty. Okay, so you'll send that stuff to me.
I will send you, if you want to write down my extension, just in case you will not get email by some. Okay.
So
my extension is, my name is Lena. It's L like Larry, E, and like Nancy, Lena. And my extension here is 33644.
Okay.
And you will have my direct number and everything in the email. Okay?
Okay. Great. Where are you guys?
San Diego, California.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Is
but
this
we're
a
working
office. Own bank?
No, it's not.
Oh.
No, it's American Corporation.
I've never heard of the Bank of Cardiff.
Yeah, because it's a small private bank which only does commercial loans and commercial leasings.
Okay,
we are pretty small, but we work with pretty much everybody in the business of working capital, and we participate in each and every loan.
So you have about a 90% approval rate?
Yes, yes.
Mm-hmm. So I should get approved for something.
yeah,
hopefully.
I would think so.
Hopefully I don't fall in that 10%.
Yeah, I hope so too. We will try to present your company in the best possible way so you can get approved.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The working capital is shorter term loans, you know, right? Your equipment can be up to 5 years. The working capital is 3 years max. And I know that you will not be qualified for 3 years because we have very few programs who qualified for 3 years, but usually it's up to 18 months.
Oh, 18 months to pay the working capital back?
Yes.
Okay. Wow.
But let's see again. We will see what you can be approved for. It could be 2 years.
Okay. Got it.
Mm-hmm. And I will explain when we will get approval.
So what do you guys do? What do you guys do? I'm sorry. If you get somebody approved and they sell their business, what happens?
And
then
they sell
the
business,
the new owner.
We don't do anything. The person to whom you will sell, I'm sure, will want you to pay it off because nobody will buy your loan. I assume, but maybe you'll find somebody who will. I don't know. You are still responsible. Yeah. As a responsible party. That's why usually when people sell businesses, they make sure that loans either transferred or paid off.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or they
are you planning
that amount in the sale price?
Not no, normally, you know, nobody wants to. I don't think you want to sell the business and be still be responsible for the new owner pay or not to pay your loans. So
right.
either you want to add this new owner as an additional guarantee for the loan,
mm-hmm.
or I think it's between you and the new owner, and usually your lawyer will take care of these things. Make sure that you are not liable.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Okay. Okay.
Any questions you have right now?
Well, I would probably want the... I mean, I don't want to borrow more than I need.
Well, you will not. Yeah. We will approve you for something, and you can take whatever you need out of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, whatever makes sense.
Even
okay.
if we will approve you for 100,000, you can still take 30 or 20 or, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot take more than we approved you for, but you always can take less.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If I can, let's see. Just to apply for the working capital. Can I just do that right now?
Yes, sure. If you don't want any equipment right now, sure. Yeah.
Well, I do. I just.
It's just see, working capital is another loan on your business, and like I told you, it's easier to get approval for working capital than for equipment. Equipment is more strict.
Okay.
So that's why if you think you want this equipment now or let's say in 2 months, it's better to get it before you get working capital. Your terms for equipment will be better if you have less loans on you already.
Mhm. Mhm. I see.
So it's up to you. I'm just trying to give you all the options.
So I could get approved for the equipment loan, but I don't necessarily have to take it.
You have 30 days to take it.
Okay. Okay.
Okay.
I have 30 days to take the equipment loan. And if I decide
mm-hmm.
not to and just take the working capital.
That's fine.
Okay.
That's
well,
fine.
Then if the terms are better, the terms are better for the equipment loan. But if
for
I,
the
if
equipment,
I end up
definitely.
Not,
yeah.
Right,
because
if
it's
I end up
the,
not,
yeah. It's the collateral.
No, if I end
loan,
up not
yeah.
taking the equipment and just taking
That's
the
fine.
Working capital.
Yeah, then you,
then,
you take
then
only
the terms
working
for the working capital will be whatever they are, the 12
yes.
months or 18 months or 2 years or whatever.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes. You can get approval and then make your decision, or you can make a decision not to buy equipment now and just get working capital, or...
Okay. All right. Okay.
It's all up to you. I'm just giving you all the options.
Okay. That's good. All
okay.
right.
Okay.
Okay.
So I will send you this email with the list of documents. And as
okay.
soon as you'll send me the documents, we will process them and I will let you know
okay.
what you can get.
Okay. All right. Thank you,
mm-hmm.
Lena. Okay.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kimberly. Bye.